Well, hello everyone. I'm Matt Arthur, KA0PQW. And we're going to start the tutorial, an audio tutorial, on the Kenwood TS-2000 transceiver. Now, the first thing we're going to do is a little overview, kind of what it's like when you get it out of the box, that kind of thing. And then we'll take each part of this rig and so on and teach it from a blind person's perspective. I'm going to tell you, this is a really nice piece of gear. This is, I think, a very fine HF/VHF/UHF radio. This radio will cover 160 through 70 centimeters. That is 160 meters through 70 centimeters. Oops, I just opened the squelch there. That's what it sounds like. Well, that was 6 meter white noise. But anyhow, this thing does cover 160 meters through 70 centimeters. It also has general coverage receive, something like 150 kilohertz all the way up to, through 70 centimeters. It has basically almost two radios in one. As your main transceiver, which does all modes, 160 through 70 centimeters. And you also have a sub transceiver that does FM only on 2 meters and 440, and also will receive the aircraft band, and it does receive it on AM like it's supposed to, and also does have some other out-of-band VHF-UHF coverage. For instance, you can listen to the weather service on the sub-receiver and some police and fire and that kind of thing on the sub-receiver. Also has a satellite mode, so you can do satellites with it and track the VHF and UHF frequencies, all that stuff. Does an awful lot of things. Now, as I said, this is a very nice piece of gear, but there is also a very serious learning curve to this rig. I don't even know everything that it does yet. I've only had it a couple of weeks here. But, as I learn more about it, we'll teach more about it. That's how it's going to work. And, as I said, we're going to teach this thing from a blind person's perspective. Now, I also will say that if ham radio is something that is new to you, especially if HF maybe is new to you, an all-mode operation, something you've never experienced, I would really suggest that you have somebody from your local radio club, another ham who has some experience operating HF and things, help you get this thing started so that you make sure it's connected up properly and so on. I really can't stress that enough. I've been in the ham radio for a lot of years. I had no problem pulling this thing out of the box and getting it going myself. But I've also, had quite a number of rigs over the years and a fair amount of experience, and so I know what to look for, and that goes a long way for you. But it doesn't hurt to have somebody help you get started with this thing. And I will also tell you that this tutorial is not exactly meant to replace the manual. There are things in the manual that I probably cannot or will not be able to really exactly cover as well as the manual can. But what I want to do is basically teach the radio from a blind person's perspective, which the manual cannot do. Handy Hams does have the manual in audio format, It's also available in the manual section as text file. There's also a key chart, a front panel key chart that is available. And that can be a handy tool as well. And as I go along here, I will explain where each key is on the radio and how they work. Now, out of the box, when you get this Kenwood TS-2000, you're going to want to get this thing hooked up to an antenna. And you're going to want to get a ground hooked up to it. You need to know what antenna goes where. I've got the radio sitting here so that the front of the radio is facing me. And to set this up, obviously, you need to look at the rear panel. There's a lot of stuff on the rear panel. And so we're going to talk about that, first getting it set up so that you can actually get on the air with the rig. On the back of the radio, there are five antenna connections. On the right-hand side of the radio, now, as I said, I've got the radio sitting here hooked up in operation. So I've got the front of the radio facing me. Now, on the right-hand side, the upper right-hand side of the radio, fairly close to each other, a couple inches apart, you're going to find two SO239 connectors. They're normal coax-type connectors. If you've never seen one or you're really unsure, ask somebody. Kind of hard to describe exactly what they look like. Oh, they're kind of a round connector, and they have little like fingers or something that go around the sides of them, or around on the end of it, around with a hole in the center. It's a normal style antenna connector. There are two of them. Further to the left, along the top of the panel, then you'll find an accessory type connector. It's a multi-pin connector. Don't worry about that right now. Next to that is a 2-meter antenna connector. Well, it's an SO239 connector, but it's intended for 2 meters and 440. No, I'm sorry, 2 meters. 2 meters. That was a mistake. Down below that, slightly to the right, below the where the 2-meter antenna goes, there's a Type N connector, which is an entirely different looking connector, and that's for 440. Now, those are really the only antenna connections you're going to have to worry about to get this radio started.
Hot record button.
There is a receive-only connection way down at the bottom of the panel, just about straight below the 2-meter antenna connector. There is an RCA plug, which is for a receive antenna only. We're not going to worry about that right now. Okay. Also, on the rear panel, just right next to and below the 2-meter antenna connector, and we're talking about the left-hand side of the radio, or as far to the left-hand side of the radio as we can get, is your power connection. It uses a multi-pin plug, where the power cord will plug in. It can only plug in one way. You cannot screw it up. If you get it in backwards, God bless you, but I don't think you can. They're a normal power type connector that's used on most HF rigs. And the little tab that click it has a little tab on the left-hand side of the connector, and you want to have it so that tab thing is on the left-hand side when you plug it in. And it'll plug in very easy. If it doesn't go in easy, it ain't going in. Now, so we've described the connectors. When you also hook this radio up, you want to make sure you have a good ground, a good earth ground connected. Below the two HF connectors, the SO239s on the right-hand side of the radio, and slightly to the left, you'll find a screw. I think it'll either take a Phillips or a regular screwdriver. I happen to have a Phillips handy, and so that's what I used. But that is where your ground lead hooks up. The screw will come all the way out of the radio, so if you got a, if you happen to have a screw, lead that has, like what mine are, ring terminals on the end of it, you can take the screw all the way out, slip the wire onto the screw, and screw it back in. It's a very simple hookup. So you will want to have a good solid earth ground when you're connecting this up at home. Now you're also going to find a bunch of other connections on the back of this radio. And we'll talk about those as needed. Basically, there are some accessory plugs. There's external speaker connections, two of those. There's actually two CW key plugs. One of them's a quarter-inch plug, which is the keyer, and one of them is an eighth-inch plug, which is for a straight key. Well, I should say the quarter-inch plug is used for the internal keyer. This radio has a CW keyer built into the radio. So we'll talk about those here in a little while, or maybe even in the next segment. But they're not hard to find. So now you've got power connected, you've got an HF antenna connected, or you're going to connect an HF antenna. Probably a good place to start. Now this, we'll cover this in a little while, but this radio is set up so that you can use your HF antenna on either one of those connectors on the right hand side of the radio, antenna 1 and or antenna 2. And from the front panel, you can switch between the antennas. I noticed when I got this one out of the box and I first connected the HF antenna to it, I connected it to the antenna closest to the right-hand side of the radio. It did nothing. It appears that that one is antenna 2. Now, there's really no way to differentiate other than by hearing them. And I'll show you that here in a little bit. So I connected mine, how I did it, I actually had the radio powered up when I connected the antennas to them. Now, that's your choice, I guess. Some people don't like to have them powered up when they're connecting antennas. It's never bothered me, but some people don't. I then connected it to the connector next to that one, more or left of the furthest right-hand one, and I got HF. And I also noticed when I connected it to the wrong one, there was a little bit of crosstalk. You could actually hear HF signals, even though it wasn't on the right antenna. It wasn't on the right antenna connection. So I then connected it to the one on the right, further to the right, and then I had HF. And then I connected my 6-meter antenna to the other one and then selected it. And we'll get to that here in a little bit. When you power up this radio for the first time, I'm powering mine off right now. I never turn these things off. When I power it up, now mine isn't going to do that because I've done some programming and been using it and things. It's going to come up with the main receiver at 14 megahertz. And the transceiver is going to come up at 144 megahertz. And it's going to come up with both of them turned on. That's what it's going to do. Now, when you power this radio up, assuming that you have the VS3 voice chip in it, and if you're a blind person, you're going to need that VS3 voice chip, or this radio is pretty useless. Guarantee you. You're going to need it. Now, when I power this thing up, it's going to announce the frequency that it's on. I'm pretty sure I'm on a 6-meter frequency, and we'll power it up and right. And now the power button on the front panel, on the upper left-hand corner of the radio, there are a bunch of buttons. There are actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 buttons, all kind of lined up, per row. The top left-hand button on the very top left-hand corner, it's a little round button, is your voice readout button. You're going to want to know that. And the one next to that, to the right, it's kind of a long rectangular shaped button, horizontally rectangular. The very top button is your power button. Now I'm going to power this up, and you're going to hear what it says here.
VFO 50.12499.
Now that's where I've last had it, and you can hear the white noise and stuff like that. Now, like I say, normally when you power this up out of the box, it's going to come up at 14 megahertz, and the sub receiver will be at 144 megahertz. Now, I think we'll end this segment here a little bit, and I'll come back and we'll start getting into the nuts and bolts of this thing. I don't want to get the files too big. While I'm thinking about it, if you'd like to email me, my call, ka0papaquebecwhiskey@arrl.net. And I'll be back.